If this pandemic was planned, why would now be the perfect time to activate it? The answer could be 5G. It's 100 times faster than 4G, and it's now ready to be rolled out. This upgrade in performance is essential for digitizing society, connecting humanity more closely with the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence.
They haven't done a very good job about protecting public health, but they've done a very good job at using the quarantine to bring 5G into all of our communities and to begin the process of shifting us all to a digital currency, which is the beginning of slavery. Because if they control your bank account, they control your behavior. And we all see these advertisements saying 5G is coming to your community. It's going to make all of your lives so much better. And it's very convincing, I have to say.
This is a game changer.
Because I look at those ads and I think, that's great. I can hardly wait till it gets here. Because I'm going to be able to download a video game in 6 seconds instead of 16 seconds. And is that why they're spending $5 trillion on 5G? No. The reason is for surveillance and data harvesting. It's not for you and me. It's for Bill Gates. It's for Zuckerberg. And it's for Bezos and all of the other billionaires. Bill Gates says that his satellite fleet will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. But that's only the beginning. He also will be able to follow you on all of your smart devices through biometric facial recognition, through your GPS. You think that Alexa is working for you. She isn't working for you. She's working for Bill Gates, spying on you. And the pandemic is a crisis of convenience for the elites who are dictating these policies. It gives them the ability to obliterate the middle class, to destroy the institutions of democracy, to shift all of our wealth from all of us to a handful of billionaires, to make themselves rich by impoverishing the rest of us.
If you know enough biology and you have enough computing power and data, you can hack my body and my brain and my life. A system that understands us better than we understand ourselves, can predict our feelings and decisions, can manipulate our feelings and decisions, and can ultimately make decisions for us. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. The power to hack human beings can, of course, be used for good purposes, like providing much better healthcare. But if this power falls into the hands of a 21st century Stalin, the result will be the worst totalitarian regime in human history, and we already have a number of applicants for the job.
Thousands of Brits have been taken to the streets to peacefully protest.
I'm a chef and the hospitality trade is in ruins with the policies that are being put in place, and I was made redundant on the 3rd of July, and I've not been able to find work since. A couple more months and I won't be able to afford my rent. But
as with all other COVID-related protests, this one was terminated early when the riot police aggressively intervened.
Stop! 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 I was quite shocked, particularly by the behaviour of the TSG riot police on the 26th of September, because the demonstration was absolutely, completely peaceful. Columns of riot police waded into the crowds, batons drawn, people were injured, people's faces were bloodied, a woman was pushed off her chair. That, to me, is unacceptable behaviour from that unit of the Metropolitan Police. Who gave the order for that to happen?
Chairman, I'm not sure if... I just don't know enough about the facts. I'm not sure if I can accept the premise of the facts set up by the prison member.
Images of police brutality and unlawful arrests against people who are defending their human rights are also being shared around the world.
The French capital, once again the scene of clashes between police and demonstrators.
Toda mi familia se dedica a hostelería. Es hostelero, mi mamá y mi papá, todos. ¿Sabes qué faremos, hacemos ahora? Un caldo de merda con una pastilla de creme. No tenemos pa manjar. Nada. Nada.
Israeli police fired water cannons to disperse demonstrators.
Anti-government rallies have filled the streets of Serbia's capital, Belgrade, for a second day.
Police made 74 arrests and handed out 176 fines as protesters assembled for a second day in a row.
I'm so scared, it's ruining our business.
The testing is a sham. It's decimating our whole economy.
I've been in law enforcement for 10 years. I've seen officers nationwide enforcing tyrannical orders against the people. Because every time I turn on the television, every time I look to the internet, I'm seeing people arrested or cited for going to church, for traveling on the roadways, for going surfing, opening their businesses, and arrest them and charge them with what? With a crime? I don't know what crime people are committing. We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? Now, I want to remind you that regardless of where you stand on the coronavirus, we don't have the authority to to do those things to people just because a mayor or a governor tells you otherwise. We don't get to violate people's constitutional rights because somebody in our chain of command tells us otherwise.
In November 2020, Italian police removed their helmets in solidarity with protesters following 18 days of protesting. At the end of World War II, a series of tribunals were held in Nuremberg, Germany, for the prosecution of prominent members of the Nazi Party.
Opening the first trial in history for crimes against the peace of the world imposes a grave responsibility.
Their defense that they were just following orders was not enough to escape punishment. That same year, Yale University psychologist Stanley Milgram conducted a series of experiments that tested whether ordinary people would inflict harm on another person after following orders from an authoritative figure.
150 volts. Answer, Boris.
Experiment, that's all. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, please.
Continue, please. Go right on.
I refuse to go in. Let me out.
You refuse to go in. The experiment requires you continue, teacher. Please continue.
Participants didn't know that the learner was really an actor, and the so-called shocks harmless.
You're going to get a shock, 180 volts.
Alarmingly, the results suggested that any human was capable of this due to feeling disconnected from their actions when they comply with orders. Following the trials, the Nuremberg Code was created to protect people's human rights. They include: voluntary consent is essential. Human experiments should be based on previous animal experimentation. And experiments should be conducted by avoiding suffering and injury. With the current rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination program, we now see these fundamental human rights being violated again.
We and others in the post-war consensus led to an international law that says that no medical procedure may be performed on a human being without their informed consent, and they must benefit from it. Your government doesn't have the right to override that law. So if people are saying you've got to, otherwise you can't go shopping, or you can't go to work or travel, take them to court. Absolutely illegal, and no one should stand for it.
75 years ago, Hermann Göring testified at the Nuremberg trials, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. It's not anything to do with Nazism. It has to do with human nature. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. And if you can figure out something to make them scared, you can get them to do anything that you want. Governments love pandemics. They love pandemics for the same reason they love war. Because it gives them the ability to impose controls on the population that the population would otherwise never accept. And we're telling them today, you are not going to take away our freedom. You are not going to poison our children.